Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You've listened once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Ma'am Alfred, a host of Religion Means Alive. And today we have with us from the Southland our brother, our friend, an attorney, a law professor, a legislator, a brother, but most importantly, a decent human being and an imam. I am waiting to hear his words. We will follow his words with a discussion on the pertinent issues today that is burning on our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. There are many questions arising today, and I must tell you that all roads lead to the Robert Creek Hotel of February the 20th, 2016, wherein we will have a Savior's Day program, thanking Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, for bringing us together to thank him for...
Can you get in on the other thing? I got to get this guy on.
For Savior's Day, please stand by as we experiencing some technical difficulties, but I'm sure these technical difficulties will be overcome by the permission of Allah. We are just excited about Savior's Day, February the 20th in Newark, New Jersey. Well, we are going to have a new covenant for a new people. We're going to build bridges to peace and justice. I've just come back from a busy weekend in Warner Robins, Georgia, Macon, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Macon, Georgia was actually the city Georgia was the city that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left from Sandersville, Georgia, and from Deep Step, Georgia, to work in a factory there, and he was a foreman. So we are honored to have been in the South, Warner Robins, Georgia. I've never been there. But actually to have stayed at a hotel on the Carl Vinson Boulevard. I thought of Carl Vinson. Let me rephrase it. I would have never thought in my life I would be anywhere near anything related to Carl Vinson, for he was the most arch segregationist, white supremacist known to man. I'm not going to prolong the agony. I know you've been waiting for our brother and friend. And we're going to bring our brother and friend on. The next voice you heard would be none other than Brother Imam Yusuf Abdul Salam, fresh from the community development class, fresh from delivering khutbah. He has Allah's mercy upon him, blessings upon him, bears his voice to give us words of enlightenment from Scripture and from Almighty God himself. The next voice you hear will be the voice of Imam Yusuf Abdul Salam.
Dearly beloved audience, let us joyfully and with immense merriment in the sense of a voice, we peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. Let me just say to our brother man that welcome south, you know, Nicholas, if you take Highway 80 East, you go 90 miles, you end up in my hometown, Columbus, Georgia. Halfway down the road, you'll be about 2 miles outside of a place called Reynolds, Georgia, the home of the pools, and maybe about 40 miles from a place called Cardale, Georgia, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, where they got married and started their family. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad left Cordell to seek higher income, moved to Macon in the early 20s, and working with the railroad, I think Cherokee Railroad. And while he was there, there was an incident involving a pool that was unrelated. But his African American was gunned down and lynched and drove halfway back from Atlanta and from Griffin, Georgia area to Macon. That incident, I think, may have been the last straw. Where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he had seen enough racism to last him, I think he said, 26,000 years. Macon, Georgia, in the heart of the Peach State. Again, about 20 miles from Perry, Georgia, where Sister Clara Muhammad was born and where her father, Quarter, and others lived and died, lived for a long time. So glad I, Imam, Brother Imam, had an opportunity to visit those that historical territory to the Muslims. That area is rich with even the highways that run through the Highway 30, the Imam Birthday, U.S. Highway 19, Malcolm Birthday, and a few miles to the west running through Perry, Georgia, Highway 6. Elijah Muhammad's birthday. So it's all kind of Muslim connections in that part of Georgia. We would like to just segue into these remarks, and I've just about got enough materials to make a mini book on the events of this planet since October 7, 2015, what would have been the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's 118th birthday, and October 30, 2015, which would have been the Imam's 82nd birthday. And we talked about that a little bit last week. We want to put our microscope a little bit closer and let's look at a couple of things that are very important that has happened after the Imam's 82nd birthday on the planet. Very close to his birthday, one I know it didn't happen on October 31st, on the day of so-called Halloween, on the day of so-called Halloween, which symbolizes the weaning of the people away from the Holy Land. And the Lord said, they say, Halloween will be thy name. But when you wean the people receive religious input that's not hallowed but holy. Hollow. H-O-L-L-O-W. Hollow, empty, without very much meaning of value in their lives. Listen very, very carefully, dearly beloved audience. You may just miss me. Our religion is based upon the scientific cosmic principles of Tawheed, which means oneness. Now, Brother Imam and myself, we talk about whether it's wise in terms of strategy to address our people with a pure heart for blatantly religious address. That's a strategy. We both agree that that's not wise, especially when you overlay this with a foreign language and a guy which projects in a super sense the other, automatically facing obstacles in his natural tie of human bonding and relationship. If there's communication, we must come with unity. Communication comes with unity. So I agree that we should separate our social concerns right now from a hardcore religious message, but only as a strategy. The reality of the matter is that all reality is one. I repeat, all reality is one. Most of us as Muslims, we have intellectualized the concept of oneness of Allah. But many of us have not internalized that idea on the deep gut level, instinct. And when we think, we still think in a divided manner that separates so-called worldly and technical events from spiritual events. There's no such thing. There's only one event under one God. And the event has an inward meaning and a literal outward meaning. That's it. Too many of us is still caught up. We're still caught up in the perceptive mode that schizoid in its orientation, looking at things from a secular and worldly manner. I say this out of a practical reason. I bring this to your attention out of a practical reason. And what's that? It's simple. A lot of not work in a dichotomy. He creates in fact, but he offers one reality. He creates in fact, but he offers one reality. So if there has been established prophecy about the day of judgment, the day of religion, whatever, and if Allah is working to fulfill those prophecies, then we must look at all his work as an operation of this command that those prophecies be fulfilled. That means then that everything that's happening in this day and time is under the command and auspices of Allah. That's always been the case, we know that. But in the auspices and commands that's orchestrated and designed to bring about the realization of the day of judgment. Now, the Imam is not dead. The Imam lives, though we perceive not. So, that means then that if he lives, he's going to be. Now, if you study any major religious faith, most have not lived to see the realization and the maximization of their work in their life. Other than maybe Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Yusuf, Prophet Musa, Prophet Suleiman, and Prophet Dawood. In the non-prophet context, Muhammad. Many have lived to see part of their work complete during their lifetime. But Ibrahim did not see his work complete in the sense of millions coming to the Hajj in his lifetime. The Christian community was not established in a big way during Jesus' lifetime. Those are just two examples, which suggest that the rule is that even after these wonderful servants pass away, Allah works to establish and support their work. The same thing with humanity. We said earlier in the year that this is the 40th year of the Ibrahim mission, not in the 41st year. The year of full strength. President Obama just killed what's called the Keystone Pipeline today. Keystone 40, I think it is. And the Keystone, on another level in understanding what's happening today, is that everything is coming together to fulfill the prophecy of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, and to advance the work. Imam Muhammad was the key figure that gained the brains into the new world. The key figure that came to bring us into the new world. Now, so let's just zero in on Halloween. There was an individual by the name of Augusta Alexander Savage, a resident of Chicago and former political official that was popularly known as Gus Savage. He died the day after the Imam's birthday. If you read the article in the New York Times, you will see that he shared a birthday with Imam Muhammad. But he was born in the year of Malcolm's birth. The obituary said that he was born October 30th, 1925. Passed away at 90 years old. Put a pin in that 90 for a moment. That's on the national level. A day or so later, a Shiite, a Iraqi Muslim, who gained international and global fame in his relationships with the Bush administration, worked closely with them in fabricating a policy of invading Iraq on the erroneous intelligence that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. His name was Ahmed Salami. According to his obituary in the New York Times, they had a front page article on him. He too shared a birthday with Imam Mujahideen Muhammad, October 30th, but he was born a year after the Imam, 1934. Dearly beloved audience, I ask you on this special birthday of the Imam, how is it that within 3 days, 2 men, one with domestic American implications and one with international global implications, sharing his same birthday, passed away? 2 men. One living in the same city and one sharing his religion. How can that be? Now, for the disbeliever, they would say, well, that's just a random act of statistical thing. But Almighty God already told us in Scripture about wasting our time trying to make a point to the disbeliever. And he said the same, whether we warn them or do not warn them. What are we to discern from this juxtaposition of events? Remember now, Tahu Eve, day the second birthday of Imam's life as he was living, physical, death of Gus Savage, and the death of Ahmed Chalabi. That's all one reality. They're not separate. They are unified in terms of the cosmic principle called Eve. They're interconnected and interrelated. Let us just try to unpack this situation. Audience, please be patient and stay with me. Let's see what this thing is all about. First of all, with Augusta Alexander Sabbath. Now, believe me, just relating the interconnection between that name and the mission of Elijah Muhammad and his son, just 2-3 hours just there. Seriously. Just breaking out his full name, Augusta Alexander Savage. I'm not going to 1 hour today, so let's move on. As this development was occurring, remember now, Talib got the summed up statement cover, which I think presents the keys. A 9-year-old boy. Remember now, Savage is 9, you strike the 0, and you get 9. Named Tyshawn Lee was lured into an alley and savagely murdered. Savagely murdered. 9 years old. What kind of human being would lure an innocent child into an alley? We used to sexual abuse, molestation, and other examples of sex perversion but to execute him gang style. I heard many in the media say that's the lowest of the low. That's the lowest of the low. Tyshawn Lee is the victim. Let's continue to unpack this. Everybody knows that Chicago is the home of the late Elijah Muhammad to be Muhammad. Most of the years of his mission, he lived in Chicago, Illinois. He appealed during his lifetime in Chicago to the African-American political life of Gus Standard and others. The clergy, he appealed to the African-American clergy, both famous and unknown, Jesse Jackson, Jeremiah Wright, and others. But they refused to work with the imam. They would make promises and then stab him in the back and bag off. And because of their refusal as leader, the mass condition in Chicago, Illinois is in a state of savagery. In August, you don't see G-U-S, you see D-U-S-T, as in a gust of wind. And God says in the Holy Book that we created the raw, unrefined genius from the fire of a scorching wind. From the fire of a scorching wind. Savage behavior, a result of the failure of African American outfront leadership, both politically and religiously, in Chicago. Said that this boy was killed because of gang activity of his father. I'm going to come back to Tyshawn and we're going to tie that together a little more. His father's name Pierre Stokes, which is the French of Peter. He's a Stokes. Tyshawn. Sean, the influence of Leo now. It must be Sean because it's tying the people down. Tyshawn Lee. Well, brother, how are you making that connection? Look at what happened in New York. That murderer of the African American cop with the same name as Eric Holder, Randolph Holder, who was shot as he was escaping by the partner of this cop named Omar Wada. Now, I can go into that. That's not my purpose today. But this African-American Tyrone Peanut Power, nicknamed Peanut. Brutally, savagely murdered his African-American cop, Randolph Holder. In Chicago, this other time, himself was a victim of brutal African-American male savagery. Tyshawn Lee. Well, Lee is related to Leo. Leo represents the church. Peter is the head of the church. Now, if you look at this situation in Chicago, I haven't seen but one Persian out front. And there's a Caucasian priest by the name of Michael Speckler, I think it is. Where's the African-American clergy in this situation? In this day of Yom Kippur, they have been judged. It's time for us to start stunning that influence, because they got us just like that darkness that Jesus talked about when he told his disciples, go find me a donkey and untie him. Go find me a donkey and untie him. Say, I have need for him. The man was trying to untie that mass of African-American donkeys in Chicago, and the political like Savage and Jackson and Wright and others, the clergy, they wanted to keep them bound. Lazarus was bound, and Jesus came and said, unbound him, loose the man and let him go. Loose the man and let him go. If you look at what the players, there's a police chief that they keep bringing forward called named Gary. Now, Gary is a few miles outside of Chicago. What does Gary have to do with this? And before these men came into his mission during the 70s, there was a convention in Gary, Indiana, where all many African American clergy and political came together. And out of that convention, Jesse Jackson came with talk about nation time. He refused to join officially the Nation of Islam, but he was running his mouth about nation time. The day after Honorable Elijah Muhammad's birthday, October 8th, Mr. Jackson's birthday, a man by the name of David Jackson in St. Louis, an African American, began to burn down black churches. What was in this man's mind outside of Ferguson, Little St. Louis, that took it upon himself to start burning down black churches? Is there something in the African American psyche that's budding beneath the surface, which is resentful of the church letting them down? Gary, Indiana. Go and read the preamble in the statement coming out of Gary, Indiana. Is the problem that exists in Chicago and in our urban areas was identified in their position papers. They even talked about creating a new name. And none of that happened. Those Negroes went back to their areas and continued business as usual. 2 or 3 years later, his man came on the scene, and for 40 years, they rejected him. People like Gus Savage and Jesse Jackson. Leading up to the man's birthday, Jesse Jackson. And I'm talking about Jesse because he the one led the charge out of Gettys. He the one took on national and international dimensions. But most of them didn't love all this. Is guilty of this kind of posturing. Leading up to the man's birthday, Jesse Jackson Jr.'s wife, named Sandy, was sentenced to go into a federal prison. Some in our community established the mess she had been on sand. Jesse Wright and others established a church built on sand. Post-civil rights, a church built on sand. This is what we're dealing with. Now, the other fella was a Shiite Muslim, Ahmed Chalabi. He got together with Bush and those, Rumsfeld and Cheney, and they made up a lot about why we needed to invade Iraq. Look at the savagery that's come out of that. ISIS beheading folks. Thousands and thousands of human beings destroyed. Thousands and thousands having to migrate to Syria. All because of the lying, mischievous and greed of this Muslim working in cahoots with George Bush and others. At the same time, this man dealt the terror. George Herbert Walker Bush comes out with a book and condemns the action of his son, Cheney, and Rumsfeld in regard to Iraq. Studied in Muslim world. Like his African-American brother, the Muslim world rejected the sound, sober guidance of nappy-head black. They rejected him. He may have taught in every major Middle Eastern center in the world. Iran, Egypt, Arabia, all over. They knew his message, but they rejected the message. So just like we are being chastised in Chicago, they are being chastised throughout the Middle East. And the imam said, Almighty God got a belt out whipping their behind. But brother, those things, a rocket, Chicago, they had none. Oh, yeah? Well, why has Allah arranged with an African-American direct with the same last name as this boy, Deshaun Lee? There's no movement in Chicago, but it's a mixture of Chicago and Iraq. It's called Chirac. When Spike Lee and those names is moving, they did not see what I'm bringing you today. Be playing in God's name. The man is the keystone that the world must acknowledge and then why I will in order to come into this new world on this day of judgment. we cannot take this American tarot without knowledge of mountaintop light. Just as Musa had to have a light on Mount Cuba, we need the light that came to Prophet Muhammad on Mount Nur in order to take American sample. On this same weekend where these events were happening that I just talked about, they discovered this ship out of Jacksonville, Florida, that had sank, that was named El Faro. Oh, yes. In the world of sports, this horse completed a grand slam at the Breeders' Cup race, who has an owner by the name, the first name of Ahmed Chalabit. His name is Ahmed. Well, we know that Moses received revelation in the Sinai Desert, where his plane exploded. Mount Sinai, Egypt and Mount Sinai is related. Pharaoh, the home of Egypt, and Ben Carson in the name, in the news, talking about the pyramids were built to be a repository for grains, and not to be tomb-like structure for the bodies of the pharaohs. And we don't have time to deal with Benjamin Netanyahu in his relationship to Ben Carson today, and this cop down in South Carolina, that chunk, that black girl across the room, Ben Fields, Ben Carson, and Ben Netanyahu. Sinai, you see in the word clearly seen. In Quran, it's not called Mount Sinai. It's called the Mount Tour. S-I-N-C-N-I-A-I-I, if you study a biblical dictionary, means to bring about destruction. To bring about destruction. When the Yahweh God was fashioned by the errant children of Israel, when they came up with a scheme to ambush the world, this idea of a mean I am God, that idea has brought about all kinds of destruction on this planet. And in this day of Yom Medin, Allah is here to check that big sin. Allah is here to check that big sin. Let's look at the major players. A Russian jet. President Barack Hussein Obama told Vladimir Putin not to get involved with Syria the way he was doing, because it was going to end up being detrimental to Russia. Already, he hadn't been over a month here. And they have experienced the worst airplane tragedy since 9/11. But look at what all these Obama haters in America were saying. These Caucasians that hate him, not all, that he is weak. And all Putin got to do is take off his shirt to these bagelized males over here. Get on the horse and show his little flabby chest. You know, they just get the, I ain't going to say that. Get intimidated and try to act like Obama is a weakness compared to that fool. Obama is a wise strategist. Putin was a fool. Jumping in there, talking about saving Assad. But even deeper than that, when the children of Israel created this I Am God and gave it to the Roman Church of Peter through Jesus, the risen Christ, they left out the being, they left out the social justice. So the Soviet Union and Russia came along and saw a lack of social justice in the religion. And they said, we going communist because this religion doesn't have any social justice. They left out the Benjamin. This ISIS eclipsed Benjamin. So they started the Bolshevik revolution in the Soviet Union. But God judged them because he said it ain't no God. Even though they had secret Christians and Muslims living within their boundaries. You may have said, even though America was a number child, at least they said in God we trust. What's the other player that's involved in this incident? The Russians. I mean the Egyptians, the home of the Pharaoh. That enslaved the children of Israel, that rebelled against God and man. Where was that flight going? To a place in Russia called St. Petersburg? I just said, Pierre, Peter, all that represents the church. The church, communist ideology, the old Egyptian esoteric system, the Jewish system, and the Muslim, all these religious groups, plus materialistic Russia, is being judged in that incident. The mountain of sin, the eye that's designed to produce their wantonness and destruction. Let me tell you this, dear beloved audience, you cannot get around the mission of Imam Muhammad in this 40th year. Really 41, not going on 41. Bush 41, Keystone Pipeline 40. You cannot get around the mission of Imam Muhammad because the Quran says that Allah loveth not the waste. And Allah would not have wasted that mission for 40 years on this planet. Men and jinn can resist, but Allah will establish that work. And why will he establish the work? Because the man would bring forth Muhammad. And his example in the book that God gave him. There are so many, many subtle mysteries that Elder Lattice is expressing on this planet today. In the same state as we get ready to close out of Illinois, in a place called Fox Lake. This Caucasian criminal and the guy's law enforcement killed himself and faked his murder. This happened the day after a national study was released saying that middle-aged Caucasian people that high school graduate numbers are dying at a faster clip than any group in America, including African Americans, in that same age bracket. This cop committing suicide. These people are dying because they overdose and they're drinking and they're committing suicide. What is that all about? In their big souls, they're picking up that the day of judgment has come for the Gentile man after he has reached his fullness. And they don't know how to accept the new world. And look where he shot himself at Fox Lake, dealing with human sentiment water. What is that all about? These people already have Obama derangement syndrome. And then Slick Fox News, under the influence of Jeffries Rupert Murdoch, is aggravating these people's conditions by putting all that negativity in their mind. I know people dealing with the love audience that used to vote for me 8, 9, 10 years ago. That's been listening to Fox since Obama came in, and they're not the same people. Good people, kind people, open people. They don't want to be racist. I talk to them. They are different people now. They cannot hold back the judgment. They must do what all of us must do. They must come to the global table with a position of parity and equity. All of God's ethnicities taking their place at the planetary table of brotherhood. May no lords and patrons against each other. No white Jesus, no black Jesus, no Jewish, tribal, I am chosen, Yahweh God. By the way, you Muslims go out there say that Allah and Jehovah is the same. You don't know what you're talking about. Jehovah and Yahweh are not the universal cosmic creator. They are tribal gods of the Jewish people. I am that I am. We could go on and on and on with this. The man faked his suicide, these noble aged Caucasian people. And then Chris Christie made a video that went viral talking about this drug addiction in white America up the East Coast, Vermont, New Hampshire. Heroin addiction, pill addiction. But at the same time, Mark said that this plus false religion is the opiate of the masses. It's the opiate. So it's ironic that Chris Christie would be the one with the name of Christ on that video that goes viral, appealing for sympathy for these victims of addictions. One thing I'm going to say about these white folks, law enforcement, and everything else, they refusing to arrest these addicted Caucasians. The politicians are saying we don't need to put them in jail. But what did we do as African Americans? For 3 decades, when our people were addicted on crack and crack babies and crack mamas, how many of us came forth and demanded that our addiction people not be arrested, not be jailed. But these Caucasians, they got sense enough to be concerned about their loved ones. This is enough. This is religion means a lie. You've done enough today. In the beloved audience, I hope and pray that we have more respect for the power of God and not just pay lip service. We can only know God by knowing His word. If we really want to be convicted, look how the mighty one is commanding things and controlling his affairs in this day of judgment. Brother Emmanuel, that's going to be it for today. Thank you for the forum and the opportunity. To the audience, as far as the presentation, peace be upon you, even though we're not finished. Brother Emmanuel, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well,
Yes, sir.
As far as you still want to finish.
Well, I just wanted to ask you one question. I don't want to hold you. I think it would be unfair of us to hold you, but I do have one question. Imam Muhammad said in 2007 at Bush headquarters, like at the Savior's Day, that one of the ways that our people are battered is that the enemy builds us up on to smash us. And I'm noticing that with the unraveling of the campaign of Ben Carson, Dr. Carson, what's your comment on that? That's the only question I have for you.
Well, I've studied it. It's many dimensions of that. But I go back to Jimmy Cracker. I've seen it over and over again. Yeah, the enemy is doing that, but there's a big Lord. And I've never seen these people publicly try to advance themselves like Jimmy Swan and uselessly from the attack magazine that he quickly received punishment. So, yes, these gens out there dialing for a lot, then we must be bringing them down. But he never should have made an unmerciful attack against God's religion. So if he gets that, he deserves it.
Okay.
I may not have answered that the way you wanted me to understand your question. Yeah, that's going on, but in my opinion, if it's successful, they'll continue to challenge God. He's never amazed us and others who attacked the temple in Jerusalem. Evil people doing a bastardly thing, but going to happen.
All right, so you have that answered. I appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing you Sunday. I want to say to our audience, we're going to be at the Mosque's headquarters the first Sunday in December. I want to also urge all of us, our talk would be a new you, a new people, why Black Lives Really Matters. That will be our topic for the first Sunday. We will also be a part of the Savior's Day program February the 20th at the Robert Treat Hotel for the National Savior's Day in Newark, New Jersey. Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You've listened once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. Thank you, Brother Imam. Thank our honorable and noble audience.
Thank you, Brother Imam.